CTV18.com Market Buzz Podcast, brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi, good morning. Welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. Last week of 2021, what a year it's been. It's been all about the virus coming back to bite us in the form of the Delta variant. It's a big impact on the health economy as well as the markets, and then the recovery, and only to be dealt the Omicron virus blow towards the end. But all said and done, from a market point of view, the year turned out to be a pretty good one for the equities. Last week, we were absolutely flat. But for the year gone by, 2021, the gains stand at about 21-22%. Let's talk about the cues. Well, light, it's last week. Markets in US were shut on Friday. Today, you've got the Hong Kong market shut today. For the Indian markets as well, last week, the cash market volumes dropped 15%. The FI selling dwindled down to 715 crore. The DII sold 43 crore in equities on Friday. So generally, institutional participation has slowed down, and that could continue in the last week of this year. Secondly, it's all bugs on the vaccination front as well. There was a big development over the weekend where the government has approved a precautionary third dose for healthcare workers and those above 60 years of age with comorbidities, effective 10th of January. Vaccination for children aged 15 to 18 will also begin from the 3rd of January. So this will instill some confidence in the market about the ability to fight the Omicron variant, which has engulfed the global markets. Also separately, many states like Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Delhi, Karnataka, Gujarat, UP have introduced fresh restrictions to curb New Year parties, gathering, night curfews have been announced by various states in order to prevent the rapid spread of the Omicron variant. So it's going to be a tug of war between virus and vaccination, and that's pretty much been the theme for 2021 as well. COVID cases continue to rise around the world. So for instance, in France, the daily cases crossed 1 lakh last week, on a daily basis, versus 58,000 the prior week. The SGX 50 is suggesting a slightly muted start. But as I said, volumes are on the lighter side, so that could swing the SGX 50 as well as the markets to a greater extent. I think the clear stock of the day today is going to be RBL Bank. The news is the board has accepted MD Vishwaveer Ahuja's leave request on an immediate basis. The RBI has also appointed an additional director to RBL's board, and they've appointed Mr. Rajiv Ahuja as the interim MD and CEO. Now, this is seen as a big negative because in the past, whenever the RBI has taken over, or such action by the RBI has come at a time when the banks have been in trouble. And therefore, this move will lead to uncertainty in the near term. And there was a conference call which was held at 5:30 p.m. yesterday. And I don't think the markets got enough clarity on the reasons for this move by the RBI. So the reasons are still not well known. CLSA has lowered the target price. ICICI Securities has downgraded the sell. So that stock should be on your radar. It's clearly going to be the stock of the day. Separately, keep your eye on hotels, restaurants, airlines, because night curfews have been imposed across various states, as I said. In a way, it's not going into a full lockdown, but restrictions usually will impact many of these hotels. And theater companies, for instance, have said that they will be allowed to operate only at 50% capacity. So these stocks could be dealt a bit of a negative start to begin trade with. And finally, keep your eye on pharmaceutical companies, as once again this precautionary third dose of vaccines will be presented first to healthcare workers as well as those with comorbidities, for elderly people. So pharmaceutical stocks should be on your radar. Have a good trading session. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. Thank you for listening.